Dear audience, welcome to the Conscious Wellness Show. I am Raymond Morris, your host. On today's show, we are honored to have two important guests. First, we have Michelle Mazara, and at 5:35, we have Joanna Derbalowski. If time allows, at the end of the interview, you will be invited to call us in and ask some questions. If the case comes up, I'll give you the number and the information in order to call in at BBS Radio homepage. So Michelle Mazara, our first guest, is the founder of Lava Food, is a brand that connects
Lava people.
Lava Foodie is a brand that connects people who share a passion for food and beverage. Unexpectedly, in August 2016, Michelle was diagnosed with heart disease, having an 80% blockage in her left anterior descending artery, LAD. She had been misdiagnosed with costochondritis for 10 months, even though she had complained of chest pains, shortness of breath, had a family history of heart disease, and a cholesterol reading of 330. Unfortunately, during recovery after placement of the stent, Michelle suffered a heart attack. Michelle stated, "This changed my life and my perspective of what I really wanted to do with the brand and my vision of the company. Because of living with heart disease in 2007, Lava Foodie launched a salt-free spice line and a new Happy Heart dark chocolate Belgian bar. Michelle is brand ambassador for the Twin Cities American Heart Association Go Red Women ad campaign in Minnesota. She shared her story in order to build awareness about heart disease among women. She stated, "My mission is to help increase awareness of the prevalence of heart disease and stroke amongst women in order to inspire other women to take charge of their own health. Heart disease is the number one killer of women, causing 1 in 3 deaths. My mission is to make a difference in people's lives and help prevent heart disease." Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
That's great. So what is it you'd like to share about the wonderful foods that you have conceived?
Yes. Well, first, I'd like to talk a little bit about my salt-free line, which I developed after I was diagnosed with heart disease. And I also suffered a heart attack in recovery. So I'm not only a heart disease survivor, I'm also a heart attack survivor. And one of the things that's recommended by the American Heart Association is if you're living with heart disease, is to reduce the amount of salt or in sodium in your diet. So I came out with a salt-free spice line, and it's my mission to help other people live a heart-healthy diet with these salt-free spices. And then last January, I just launched my new salt-free cookbook, Eat Clean, Be Well, and Stay Well. And what this consists of, Raymond, is these have all the 6 salt-free spices in the cookbook. It's recipes consisting of using these salt-free spices. Because a lot of people don't know how to incorporate tasty flavors when they're not using salt. And so my objective was to come out with a cookbook that was easy to use, easy recipes that were also healthy and tasted good. Now, besides having a salt-free spice line, Lava Foodie mainly consists of Eat Clean, Be Well spices. And what makes our spices different than all the other spices, the majority of the spices in the marketplace are adulterated. And what I mean by that is that they have chemicals in them and they have fillers. And the majority of the companies out there don't want you to know that. So one of the things that I'm doing, not only being an advocate for the salt-free line, but all my spices, my grilling spices, is I'm sharing with people what's really out there in the marketplace. If you look at Lava Foodie spices and our competitors, the majority, the large spice companies, when you put our spices in a glass of water, they float. That means they're unadulterated. It means they're chemical-free. No chemicals, no fillers. The competition, the spice actually drops to the bottom of a glass of water. So when you're cooking and you're making recipes, if you're using the adulterated spices, you actually have to use more because they don't have the flavor. So I'm really trying. There's a YouTube video on the Love of Foodie channel that says take the spice challenge. And I'm encouraging people to take this little test. The only thing that should drop to the bottom of a spice glass or bottom of a glass of water is salt and sugar. Salt and sugar will not float. But this is a real easy thing. I say open up your spice cabinet, get a Love of Foodie spice rub, and then compare it to all the others, and you'll see what chemically induced spices actually look like. So this is
I've noticed that a lot of the mixed spices have salt included in them, which is a little bit, doesn't make sense to me. You know, when you buy spices, you don't want salt. Salt is something you add or not separately, but and sometimes sugar as well. So obviously your foods don't contain salt or sugar, I would imagine.
Well, I do have a line of spices, the grilling spices, which I originally had, Raymond, before I was diagnosed with heart disease. I had this line, and some of them do contain sodium. So I want to make it clear, I've got the grilling spices, and then I've got the salt-free spices, but none of them have silicon dioxide in. They're all non-GMO, they're all gluten-free, and none of them have fillers or chemicals in them. And that's the main difference of Love of Foodie spices versus the other spices in the marketplace. The majority of the spices in the marketplace all have fillers in them, chemicals, pesticides, sometimes cardboard. That's what's bad about all the other spices, and that's what's good about Love of Foodie spices.
Nice. Well, that's
so good. Yeah, and all of our spices are available on Amazon.com and loveoffoodie.com. So they're very easy to get. Now, besides the spice blends, which is the majority of my business, remember our tagline at Love of Foodie is eat clean, be well, and stay well. I say that every time I'm on TV or I'm promoting the products in the store. We have Belgian chocolates that are also chemical free. A lot of American chocolate companies have fillers in their chocolates and chemicals. Ours are not. So this is a milk chocolate Belgian bar that also is available, and it has our tagline, eat clean, be well, and stay well. Then, as you know, dark chocolate has a lot of heart benefits for people with heart disease. And we have this one, May You Be Touched by Miracles, dark chocolate Belgian chocolate bar available. And to have heart healthy benefits for chocolate, it needs to be 60% cocoa or more. This has 60% cocoa. The other thing I want to tell your listeners and viewers tonight is I am a type of person that if there's a problem, I solve it. So I came out with the first and only dog lover spice rub and cat lovers. Now these are the first to market. This has never been done before. This is an all natural spice blend that I created for my little dog, Lucy. She was sick a year and a half ago and stopped eating. And I started, and the vet that I took her to for 13 years said, put her down, she's got brain cancer. And just like I was misdiagnosed, Lucy was misdiagnosed. She's still alive today. And what this is an all-natural spice blend that you mix into their dog or their cat food for the cat lovers. And it's a boost of nutrition. It's basically a supplement, and it's salt-free. No sugar, because you don't want to ever give your dog salt or sugar. And there's different herbs in each one of these spices that help boost their immune system, help with aging dogs, help with cognitive issues. So when you order these dog cat lover spices, you get this nice brochure, and it will tell you exactly what's in the spice, and it will give you a rating, or it will give you a graph showing how much your dog or cat weighs and how much to mix into it based on their weight.
So we can say these are medicinal herbs, basically.
My vet, who my dog sees now, she does treatment on Lucy. She gets acupuncture and laser treatment. And we believe in Eastern medicine, which this is an all-natural herbs, which just like humans, we take turmeric and we take herbs, and there's benefits of us taking those. Same thing for dogs and cats. So just like you would take turmeric or you would take ginger if you're nauseous, or you would take basil or parsley, dogs and cats need it too. So this is in addition to their dog and cat food. And this is all natural. I launched this because I wanted to save my dog from dying. And like I said, she's still with me. So we have all natural, really good spices for not only humans, but also for dogs and cats. And then I also have drink mixes, all natural. This is a mulling spice blend or spice mix that you mix into cider, or you can mix it into wine. It's a mulling spice. It's allspice, orange peel, cinnamon, and cloves. And this also is very, very good for you. Now, I also want to tell your listeners and viewers that we have something very exciting coming up. I'm a brand ambassador for American Heart, and February is National Heart Month. And it's also National Wear Red. So we have coming up, I want to show you this. We have a Love a Foodie VIP cruise coming up in February. We're going to go on the new Celebrity Edge cruise, and we're going to sail during American Heart Month from February 2nd through the 9th. And everybody who books with our, there's information on my website on this. All they have to do is go to the cruise tab. But Celebrity Cruise is going to give back money to American Heart Association for everyone who books with the Love a Foodie VIP cruise. And then during that cruise, because we're sailing during February 7th, which is National Wear Red Day, we're going to have specials going on the ship. We're going to have a red menu. I'm hoping the ship will turn the ship red. The captain will turn the ship red, because here in the United States, I don't know if they do this in Canada, but during National Wear Red Day, as many companies as possible turn their lights on red to support men and women in heart disease, because it is the number one killer, not only for women, but for men. So I'm really excited about this cruise. I'm excited for people to join us. We'll be having a cooking class. The spices will actually be available on the ship, so people can buy them. It's going to be really a really good heart healthy experience, and I'll be able to share my story with everyone who travels with us. So that's
any other types of courses are you going to be teaching during the cruise?
Yep, we're going to do a cooking class in the galley with one of the chefs, and that's exclusive to the VIP group. And then when we're in Cozumel, we're actually going to get off the ship, and we're going to go to a Mayan cocoa plant, and we're going to have a chef come off the ship with us, and we're going to go to a local market, and we're going to pick local fruits and vegetables, and the chef will prepare a special meal for our group after we're done with the cocoa plant. So there's lots of things that are just exclusive to the people that book with this cruise, specifically for Love a Foodie on this new Edge. If I don't know if you're a cruiser, but this is a ship that just came out a year ago with Celebrity, and Celebrity is known for their food. It's the highest culinary cruise line out there, and I'm really excited that they've partnered with Love a Foodie on this.
And this is where does it depart from? Cruise ship?
It departs on Sunday, February 2nd, out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And it's a 1-week, 7-day cruise. And it's going to have, we're going to go to Key West. We're going to go to Playa del Carmen, Cozumel. And there's a total of 4 stops. And so it's going to be, actually, what's kind of fun is we leave on Super Bowl Sunday. And this year, the Super Bowl is in Miami. So there should be a lot of excitement on the ship too. And that also brings me to tell your listeners and viewers too that Love a Foodie was a vendor at Super Bowl 52, which was in Minneapolis 2 years ago. So my company is very small. I own it 100%. It's minority owned. It's considered a DBE, which is a diversified business enterprise. So anyone that supports Love a Foodie is supporting a minority-owned company owned just by me. I'm the only owner. And I started it 5 years ago, and my goal is to take the brand national next year. That's what we hope to do, is make Love a Foodie the best clean-eating spice blend and chocolate company out there with no chemicals, no fillers, all natural. That's our goal.
So if there's any distributors out there that might be interested in distributing your foods, they can contact you.
Yes, they can contact me. And we also have some other fun things. You know, kids love chocolate. And it's actually supposed to snow here in Minnesota, believe it or not, on Saturday. And so I also want to share with you, I have hot chocolate on a stick. This is a really fun item. Kids love it. Parents love it. Everybody loves it. You can stir it in hot milk or hot coffee. It's the highest quality of chocolate. It's a 1 ounce of chocolate, and you just stir it in, and it melts. So this is a fun item to have. And then we also have, this is our salt-free holiday. This is our salt-free holiday collection. And this will be, this is available during the holidays. It's on Amazon.com. It's got our 6 best salt-free spices in it. It's a great gift collection if you're looking to give somebody a gift. And then with our grilling spices, we have this grill set. This has our 6 best grilling spices. So this is also a great gift. And I can tell you that in November, I'm coming out with a new cookbook that's going to incorporate these spices in a new cookbook. So you'll have 2 choices, the salt-free cookbook and the salt-free spices to choose from, or the grilling spices, which are very low in sodium, to choose from with the new cookbook coming out in November.
That sounds very interesting.
Yes.
Are you a bit of a chef yourself?
I am. That's how the South started. I won several recipe contests. I actually won a gourmet pizza contest a few years ago, 6 years ago for Cavette Wine, and I won a trip to Italy. And my I've always cooked. I've always been a foodie. That's what Love of Foodie is all about. It's a brand that's really about enjoying the passion and bringing people together who love food and beverage. Because what better way to show your love for somebody than to share a meal with them, right?
Absolutely.
So it's exciting. I've turned 5 years on August 19th, and I hope that your viewers and listeners will join us in following us on social media, because we have a huge presence. We're on YouTube, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter. In fact, I tweeted about this tonight. And we also are on LinkedIn. And so people can follow me. I have a lot of followers too on LinkedIn and my social medias, but specifically follow Love of Foodie. We have a lot of easy recipes, Raymond, on our website. So I would encourage anyone who doesn't know how to cook and might be intimidated to go look at our recipes. They're very, very easy.
I presume your social network site links are on your website?
They're all listed, yes.
They're all listed there. Yeah. And you want to spell it for us, Love of Foodie? Because I could
see
how people
could
get
that. Sure. So it's spelled a little bit different. It's LUVAFOODIE, Love of Foodie. So once again, I'm going to show this up so you can see Love a Foodie. And this is what I encourage people to go follow us on social media. I do a lot of videos. I do a lot of cooking videos. I post them on Instagram. I post them on YouTube. I use our spices. All you really need, if you were to buy our spices, is some olive oil and the spice blend, because they're very, very tasty. You don't need a lot of other sauces or liquids or anything else, just olive oil and the spice. And, you know, if you have a dog or a cat, do you have a dog or cat?
I have a cat.
Okay. Well, I'll send you, I told you before we began, I would send you some samples. I'll send you a sample of the cat lovers.
Very good, because he has got some health conditions. So,
how old is he?
Well, he was a stray cat, so we don't know exactly. We're thinking he's 12 or 13.
Okay. Do you give him kibbles or wet food?
We give him actually raw meat most of the time. He has a dry food too, which is... what's it called? I forget the name off the top, but it's a healthy one with some supplements and stuff. It's not one of the commercial brands.
Okay. Well, if this is best, both of these are best in wet food, but if you do give your dog or cat kibbles, dry food, just moisten the kibble or the dry food so the sticks. Otherwise, what's going to happen is the spices are going to, the herbs are going to fall to the bottom of your dish if you put them on dry food.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you just spray the kibbles with a little water, it'll stick. So that's really exciting for us. We've got all these great clean eating products. We've got this cruise coming up. And, you know, we innovate all the time, Raymond. I started the company 5 years ago, and every few months I come out with a new spice blend, and I come out with something new. And so we're an exciting brand to follow.
Have any other events going on, cooking classes or things like that coming up?
Well, I have done cooking classes before. I think right now, because a lot of our followers and viewers are not in Minnesota, that I try to do the cooking videos and tell people how I did it. So everybody, no matter where they live, they can view it on YouTube, on the Love of Foodie channel, and they can take advantage of that. The biggest thing is this cruise, and we're really, like, this is the first time we've ever done anything this big, and after 5 years, it's kind of our celebration, and we want as many people to join us as possible.
Excellent. Well, I hope I get a chance to join you. I love to
that
be on
be
the
fantastic.
Sea.
I love, do you, so you like the cruise?
Yeah, I like the cruise, and I like the sea, so.
Yeah.
And I like Mexico, so there's three good reasons.
Well, all the details, all they have to do is go to the cruise tab at Love of Foodie, and there's a link to the website that will give you more information and who to contact and everything you need to know about with the cruise.
Is there anything else you want to share, or do you want to see if we have any questions coming through?
We can see if we have any questions. I think I've covered everything. So let's see what your listeners might want to ask me.
Okay, we are on break. I'm not quite sure. Something happened to Raymond?
I don't know what happened to Raymond.
His audio, he muted himself, so we're not hearing him.
Sorry, because I switched over to another program. Let me just...
You want me to bring... Then let me go ahead and count you right back in.
Okay, sorry.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, live.
Hello, listeners and viewers. If anybody would like to call in and ask Michelle some questions, we have a free phone number. You can call from the U.S. or Canada. That's 888-627-6008. I repeat, 888-627-6008, or we have a direct line, 323-744-4831, and Don, our live operator, will take your call and put you through. In the meantime, we will keep sharing some information, but feel free to call on that number and ask Michelle any question you would like.
Yeah. In the meantime, Raymond, I can tell you what our best sellers are in case any of your listeners are interested in trying Love of Foodie spices, because we have so many. I would suggest if they can, it's best to get the 6-pack. There's a variety pack so they can get all the salt-free spices, or there's also, this grilling spice set so they can try our 6 best sellers. But if they only want to buy some individually, my suggestion would be to start with Garlic Lovers. Now, this does have some sodium in it, but it's low, and it's our number one seller. I say you can put this on anything but chocolate. People love it. Also, our meat lovers and our seafood lovers are also two other favorites. With the salt-free line, I would suggest starting with the citrus lovers. It's lemon, lime, orange, garlic and a little red pepper flakes, or the garlic and green herb, or the chili lime, which is also fantastic. So that's just a little recommendation for your listeners and viewers.
Did you do any other techniques or change other lifestyle habits when you were faced with those medical conditions?
You know, the main thing I did, I've always, you know, when you have heart disease, you have it for the rest of your life. I've always exercised, and I was in pretty good shape. I guess the main thing I did is really change reducing the amount of salt in my diet. I really, really cut down. That's you're supposed to eliminate stress in your diet. That's a little bit harder to do as we live busy lives. But I guess I want to also share with your viewers something was wrong. And my doctor dismissed me. He should have ordered an angiogram with contrast. And I went back 10 months later, and I thought I had lung cancer or something. I thought I was going to die. I was afraid to shut my eyes at night because the chest pains were so bad. And I knew something was wrong. And so I would encourage you to know, be your own advocate and trust yourself. Nobody believed me. I told people I don't feel good. And they all said, oh, it's just because you're under stress with your job, your company. And I knew something medically was wrong with me. And I didn't listen to myself until finally I couldn't walk around the block anymore. So I would encourage you and all your listeners, if you think something is wrong with you, get a second opinion. You have to be your own advocate. And that's the one lesson that I really, really learned. And that's one of the things that I did with my dog when she was misdiagnosed, and the vet of 13 years said, oh, she's got brain cancer because she had a seizure, put her down. I said, no, I'm going to go get a second opinion. And most people today, you know, some people, not everybody gets a second opinion. They just take face value of what their doctor says or their veterinarian says. And that's the one message I really want to make clear to all of you is get a second opinion. Nobody knows, you know, your body better than you. And I knew I was sick. I just didn't know it was heart disease.
Yeah, or even sometimes a third opinion might be necessary.
Yes.
But I think the important point is to take charge, not let other people be in charge of what's going on with
you. Exactly. Take charge. Yes. And I got all new doctors, by the way.
All right. You had what? It cut out a little bit.
I got all new doctors. The doctor that did, the male doctor that misdiagnosed me, I got all new doctors because my dad just had quadruple bypass in April. So everybody in my dad's side of the family has died of heart disease. Thank God my dad is still alive, but there's no excuse for my doctor misdiagnosing me when I had 330 cholesterol and I had all the signs. Chronic pain, a cough, extreme tiredness. When you have heart disease, I would fall asleep in the middle of the day. By 7 o'clock at night, I wanted to go to bed. I couldn't keep my eyes open. And I didn't, it was just because there was no oxygen or blood getting to the heart.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, the standards of the medical profession could be improved.
Yes. Yes, and so that's why I will always be part of American Heart Association. I'd love to be a national spokesperson. I will always share my story to help save the lives of other people. That's my goal and mission, and that's how Love of Foodies changed when I first started it. It's really about me sharing my stories, me helping people with my products.
Is there any last words of wisdom you want to share with our guests?
Eat clean, be well, and stay well.
And any other coordinates you want to share? I mean, we have your website, but you could repeat that. And if there's anything else, emails or whatever you would like to share.
Yeah, if anyone wants to contact me, you can contact customer service at LuvaFoodie. That's LuvaFoodie.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and you'll see everything we're doing, and you'll see everything that I create. I just came out with a new spice called Sesame Lovers. It's fantastic. You'll see our new cookbook in November when it comes out. Amazon.com, you can buy us on, and of course, loveafoodie.com. So thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and I enjoyed being a guest today.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to have you, and I look forward to trying some of your wonderful spices.
I will send them.
Thank you very much for your time and sharing all that wisdom. We wish you all the best with the continued growth and expansion of LuvaFoodie.
Thank you so much.
Take care. All the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is Joanna Derbolowski. Joanna is a best-selling author of the book, The Transformation Promise. She has helped clients worldwide with life's major changes and transformation. From identifying long past incidents that can be the source of current major depression or health issues today, to dealing with career changes, or finding and sustaining fulfilling relationships, to truly ultimate transformation at the end of life. Mrs. Derbolowski, the developer of the Quantum Heart Field Experience, is a recognized metaphysical teacher, spiritual counselor, and energy worker, and she has been on the forefront of healing and transformation. Welcome, Joanna, to the Conscious Wellness Show.
Hi, thank you, Raymond.
How are you today?
Well, I'm glad I'm here. It's always wonderful talking to you.
I have a question for you. What do you think is the meaning of life? Just a, you know, everyday question.
Get right into it. You know, I get that question actually a lot, and my answer is always the same, to die happy. So what's the most important thing of life? Is that when it ends, you feel like it was worthwhile, or you achieved what you wanted to achieve. I think that the meaning of life is actually to prepare for that moment when we're leaving it. And it's the biggest event we have. And it's one we can't avoid. So it's the one event that happens to everybody. And also, we're usually not that much in control of when it happens. But it's always the elephant in the room, because generally we're so afraid of it. We try to reverse everything leading up to it. And it's just, yes, that big fat elephant in everybody's room. And I had a client once that was in a relationship, and she said, well, I'll be willing to enter into this relationship, but I just want to make one thing clear. I die first, because I don't want to experience the grieving and misery of losing the person that I love the most. And that puts a lot of pressure on the other partner. So, and plus, in reality, well, you know, unless we force the issue by our own hands, we don't really know when it's going to happen or how it's going to happen. So the best way is to be prepared for it at all times, to just be ready for it, and to know that in every day and every moment you live, so that if that is your last moment, you will go out happy. So I find that a topic that's, especially in the Western world, when we ship people to hospitals or other places and we don't take care of them at home anymore, that we try to avoid the issue. We try to avoid talking about it and taking care of it. And so if we keep that in mind, that we're going to have to leave, and at the moment of death, we have to give up everything we thought of as important for all the years we've been around. So all our attachments to, whether it's family, relationships, career, the body, our intellect, all this is going to go at that last moment. So we spend a lot of times building something up. We spend a lot of times holding on to something that we're going to have to give up again.
I heard in an interview yesterday, I was looking on YouTube, a person said, he was referring to this, to the moment of death. He says, don't allow yourself to die without sharing your songs, you know, which is another way of saying the same thing, you know, share yourself, share what you've got to share to the world. Don't allow it to pass without you sharing it with the world.
Yeah, and that's our way of trying to, you know, cheat death or so with this, you know, I love the Kaminsky method on Netflix And Michael Douglas said, I teach acting and I create the next generation, and that's how I cheat death. But that's really an illusion of the ego, because truthfully, if I die now, is anybody really going to benefit from my story? No, they're way too involved in their own story. So, and it is your own story that you have to live. So you have to live that to the end. And if you live it with the awareness of that this is where it's going or where you're going to be, then look at what's important. How important are all these attachments that you have to give up again? How much do you actually want to do, want to put into, you know, how much effort are you going to put into this piece of work or the story going this way or that way? Or how much are you just going to put in the moment that you're enjoying that moment? We have the type A stress people that put all their effort into their work and their business and their careers. And then when it comes to slow down, it becomes very hard to give all that up again. So if we keep in mind that everything is temporary and that we're going to, that it comes and goes, and then at that moment we are, well, better prepared, or we live life more fully, because we become all of a sudden, you know, if you ask yourself the question, should I go to work today or should I spend it with my kids? Because they have some important event. Then you can think like, okay, do I need everything that I get from this work? Or can I slow that down and do more of what means more to me right now in that moment? And nobody's going to tell you what's the right answer. You have to figure that out for yourself. But I think the key is to completely be aware of where this is going to go. And it is going to go to the moment where you're going to leave all that behind. So it just makes for a fuller life. And then, you know, I also work a lot with people that are caretakers of, that are family at end of life. And I've taken care of quite a few people at the end of life, down to the last breath. And there are so many gifts that can be given at that moment by just allowing, letting that person know that none of the things they're worried about are actually important. Most of the things we worry about are not important. I used to have a thing in my desk when it gets too overcrowded with stuff that I had piled up to do. I put it all in a box so I had room to work again. And, you know, then the box would just sit there for a while. And eventually I get to the box and all these things that I thought were really important had already taken care of themselves. And I don't recommend to do that with bills too. But other things that you might feel are really important that don't have consequences like late fees and having your electricity turned off, you'll find out that most of the things we find important are not important. And when we look at it from the point of view as this being our last day, then we get a clearer view of what is really important. How much of that do I want to do and spend my time on? Or do I just want to be here? Because truth is, we really don't need most of the things we have. And, you know, that goes for me as for most other people. We just need, you know, very few things, food and shelter and some enjoyment. And now we're learning that a lot of the things that we like to do, like travel and stuff like that, is really not that good for the environment, but we still like to do it. And I include myself into that. I like to travel and, or, you know, within reason. But is it really necessary, and how much sacrifice do I want to give for that? So
maybe you could share with us some of the workshops that you offer.
I offer workshops to right now to caretaker and also nurses, because I think it's important for them to, well, when you're a caretaker, you are, the person that you're taking care of looks to you as being the one to answer their problems. So no matter what you are, if you're a caretaker, the patient is going to look to you for help, and they are going to look for you to make things better and take their fears away. And that, on an energy level, that takes a lot of energy from the person that's caretaking. So there are lots of methods that taught nurses learn on how to, you know, set boundaries and take care of themselves. A lot of times the home family caretaker doesn't really know how to do that, or even if they do know how to do it, there's that thing called love in there that makes you really want to make it better for that person. So you are easily draining yourself in that process. And, you know, we know that that's not actually helpful to anybody, because once you're drained, you're not going to be able to be as good of a caretaker. But instead of trying to make it better, just see that as their road. This is, you know, that person's life, and this is where they're going with it. And you have your life. Taking their worries away. And that's what I find a lot with people at the end of the life. They still want to take care of this, so they're worried about their family and have they left enough money for their wives or whatever else takes place. And those are all somewhat illusionary thoughts, because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And so these funds can disappear the day after that person dies. So it's nice to have that and to have those worries, but it's not going to change while they're in the dying process. So in your last month of life, you're not going to create a trust fund for your grandchildren unless you've already started it. So the worry can be taken away by just simply telling the person that, you know, everything is taken care of. Which in a way it is, because life also takes care of us. And we can't really control most of that. So we try to let go of the, how much can we control? We can. So what does it take to take a person that is dying that everything will be okay? That you will be okay, even though you are grieving and it's horrible for you and you'll be alone. It's fine. We can have the grief and we can have all those feelings, but you don't want to burden the person that's actually leaving with those feelings. And I have this wonderful experience that I wrote about in a book that's going to come out in a year, I think. I used to have somebody take me to the airport when I left Europe, and I'm from Germany. And she would just cry like I was going to, the plane is going to crash and she would never see me again. And so this was one of my relatives, and nobody ever wanted her to take them to the train or airport because she would cry. Now, if the person is going on their last journey out of here and you sit there and you cry and scream, you make that so hard for the person leaving. And I think a lot of times people think, well, they should know how much they're missed and, you know, this is really good for them, but it really is not. The thing to do would be, hey, this is a really big journey. Just make it a good one. Because we're all going to go there eventually, so don't tie them down with your sorrows. Go sure. Run to the bathroom and have your sorrows, and then come back.
So, do you have any titles for this workshop that you give to caretakers?
Yeah, and I can't remember right now.
Well, I see here on your website you got something called Group Workshop, includes clearing and healing and activation, successful living with uncertainty, the transformation promise, the release the power of your intuition, keep to successful relationships, psychic development?
Yeah, and then I don't have, because I started that, and I spent the last 4 years actually taking care of people at the end of life, and also talking at nursing conferences, but it's how to best guide the person into recovery or end of life. So that's actually the title of one of the workshops. And it's really thinking about, this is a one-way trip. You know, you're never going to recover yesterday. And when you keep that in mind, you can make the most of it. And when you are with somebody else that's going to the end of their journey, take their luggage. Just take it away, because it doesn't matter in the end. It doesn't matter if they still, you know, write to everybody and tell them something, or whatever they think at that last moment. It's different for everybody. But none of those things are important. What's important is that you go peacefully, at peace. And you cannot be at peace when you're haunted by the things that you haven't done, or that you didn't do right, or by the people that are not going to be able to do it without you. Which, you know, we know from experience that none of that is actually true.
I believe you offer individual sessions as well. Can you perhaps describe what it is you offer during those sessions?
I do individual coaching. That's more transformation coaching, but I also do individual end of life coaching. Some people, you know, call themselves death midwives. I find that sort of a little bit of a strange term, so I won't do that. But I will go to families or places if they need help at the end of life to support. And that I do in person. When my private sessions, I work over the phone primarily, because it allows for a wider audience to get help. And I help people to get to the bottom of what is it really that they want, that their life is about, and how can they heal and transform what they feel stuck in.
You have something called the Quantum Heart Field Session. Could you explain that to us a bit?
Yeah, I call that the Quantum Heart Field because it's really more of an energetic field, and also relies on the quantum physics in terms of that we're all just particles that come together in different forms. So when you just step into that field, which is actually the complete present moment of silence in your heart field, you allow for everything in your life to fall into place, to change, to rearrange itself. At times, people manage to rearrange their physical bodies and ailments, and at times people manage to realign their business life or their personal life. The thing is really that in order to change something, you have to be able to let go. And so I'll take them into their heart, and even if they can only let go for a couple of seconds, they still, that is enough for a change to take place.
You also have something called consciousness stem cell therapy. That sounds interesting.
Well, that's based on the same thing. So if we, and you know, science always follows sort of the energy medicine. But you can activate, you know, with your energy, different areas of your body. And you can also, with your energy, activate stem cell areas in your body to help you with certain ailments. And that's more of a coaching that I do and teaching, but I've studied with several people that are working with that. But here again, the work needs to be done by the client themselves. Nobody can heal anybody else. You can just offer some guidance maybe. But you can learn how to, yeah, get into your body and activate stem cells and activate other cells, areas and promote healing.
And you have another session called Past Life Regression and Soul Path Discovery Hypnosis. I think we got about a minute and a half here, if you can describe that one quickly.
You know, everything, life is a story and past lives are a story. So, you know, some people like to go to a past life person and they want to come back and know that they've been Joan of Arc or somebody famous, and Cleopatra or whoever, but then that isn't useful. What you do in a past life regression is you access the unconscious mind to deliver you a story that, you know, may or may not have happened in a past life. It's not even important whether or not you believe in it, but you ask for a story that will resolve something that's happening right now. So past life regressions are fun because stories are fun, and I'm a fan of stories. But also they're useful to what people are going through right now. So they can be quite powerful in changing like a fear that they've always had and not know why, or problems with some people that they've had since they met them. And
so. Is there any upcoming events, any last things you would like to share with our guests?
Well, I have an event coming up on November 9th, I think it is. It's on the weekend in Lomita, California. And that's an energy healing and drumming event that I'm doing together with Aaron Vereen, who's a master drummer. And then I have a workshop on past life regression coming up in New York on January 14th at the Edgar Cayce Center in New York. And I have a book event coming up on the 14th of this month in Santa Barbara, California. And that's all the right now scheduled events.
Okay. And, well, your website is quantumheartfield.com. Is there any other coordinates you wish to share with our guests?
No, everything is on my website, the social media and the how to reach. And then I have a book, The Transformation Promise, which is available on Amazon. And right now I also have my new book, 28 Days to Love, Joy, and Prosperity, also on Amazon.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for coming on with us again, Joanna. And well, I wish you a wonderful rest of the year, wonderful workshop, and lots of assistance from the divine forces to help all those that you help.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me on here. It's always a pleasure.
It's been a great pleasure. Bye-bye. Wishing you all the best. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Joanna. Again, her website is quantumheartfield.com. And next week's show, we're going to have at 5 o'clock, Janine Reagan Sinclair, whose website is crystalkey.com. So that's crystal, as you would normally spell it, ki.com. At 5:35, we have Michael Priev, and his website is michaelpriev.com. You can also see more information about these people on bbsradio.com under the Conscious Wellness Show. And we would like to thank our show technician, Donald Newsom, and our show sponsor, Communion Marketing Communications, wellness marketing experts in strategic planning, website design, directory specialist, new revenue specialist. You can visit their site at communionmarketing.com. If you would like to sponsor the show or advertise during the show and get great exposure within the wellness community, please contact us for more information on our packages. You can find that information on the bbsradio.com website. If you wish to be interviewed, please contact us. We will send you all the details. My name is Raymond Morris, and you can call me on 514-798-2737. That's 514-798-2737. That's in the Eastern time zone. My email is raymond@bbsradio.com. Skype address is Raymond Morris, all in one word. And may the grace and the blessings of the Divine Creator be bestowed upon each and every one of you. Looking forward to seeing you next week, same time, same channel. All the best.